Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what happened when good music and MMG get together, right? We get that money.
Millions, millions in the ceiling. 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 Shepherds, shepherds in the closet. 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 Millions, millions in the ceiling. 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 Shepherds, shepherds in the closet. 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 This that shit that y'all want it. This shit cook up hard, don't it? Y'all gotta beg my pardon on it. But this shit sound like God, don't it? Yeah, I'm tired, nigga. And y'all got to pay y'all tithes, nigga. Call my phantom the Holy Ghost. Church on chrome with ties, nigga. Pop tags when I'm paranoid, cause a pawn shop was my paradise. I was dead pop when the powder came for that not saved in that shoebox. Blue top, blue top. Bad bitch in that blue box. This big face in Blu-ray and these black diamonds like boondocks. I restore the feeling of when niggas made a killing. Hiding choppers in the closet, half a million in the ceiling. And them hoes with angel faces crying loud with ill intentions. Just so I can buy them Christians, have them shit on all they bitches. Millions, millions in the ceiling. 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 Shepherds, shepherds in the closet. 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 Millions, millions in the ceiling. 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 Shepherds, shepherds in the closet. Shepherds, shepherds in the closet. Shepherds, shepherds in the closet. Shepherds, shepherds in the closet.
I'm haunted by horror stories. Wanna be homeowners. Horrible outcome. A dope boy got one motive. Cries when he convicted. Cried on every visit. I'm crying saying his name. Ride for all my niggas. Used to fiddle my finger till I found me a fortune. Finger fuck a Ferrari down for friends early morning. Did drugs with Donatella. Sashi my acapella. Never see me in Neiman. Niggas commit.
Welcome to Wrestling Is Back the Radio for April the 9th, 2015. Your host, Wayne Benitez. How's it going, everyone? We have another member of House of Glory coming up on here. He goes by the name of Cash Flow. Ken, Broadway, and Stand Up NY, Stand Up House of Glory, yeah, give it up for Ken Broadway.
Hey, what's up? How you doing, Wayne?
Doing good, man.
You have a good taste in music, man.
Yeah, that's some good shit.
Yeah, man, so about the millions, man. I'm actually at the Harlem Dojo right now preparing for my match on April 24th, the student showcase.
Yeah, that's yeah, that show we're going to be off the hook, off the chain, definitely.
Yeah, man.
And tell me this, were you a wrestling fan growing up?
I was always a wrestling fan. My dad actually introduced me to wrestling when I was 5 years old. He was a huge fan, and he just turned it on the TV one day, and I saw guys like Stone Cold, Undertaker, Kane. I was a huge Stone Cold fan, and later I became like a huge Jericho fan. And you know, from then on, I knew what I always wanted to do, and you know, now I have the privilege of doing it.
Yeah, that's what's up. Who did you idolize in the business today, from the past and to the present?
I was always like a huge Chris Jericho fan. Like every time he would like make his entrance, like he just, you know, oozed charisma. The way he carried himself in the ring, you know, his in-ring work. He was one of my favorites. Even some guys today, like. Like guys like Seth Rollins, Adrian Neville, you know, I always try to like, you know, study their stuff, study their work. And like guys in Japan, I'm a huge, Puro fan, you know, Katsuyori Shibata and Hiroki Goto and all those guys over there. So I try to study, like, everything, and, you know, I'm a fan of anything.
Yeah, that's what's up. What got your interest in training at the House of Glory?
Well, it all started when I was in high school. My mind was already made up that once I graduated, I was going to become a pro wrestler. So I started college for one semester, and early on I figured out that, you know, it wasn't for me. So I just started looking for wrestling schools, and originally I was going to, like, check out Johnny Rod's school down in Brooklyn, but, you know, he wanted a lot of money. So I was like, you know, I don't think that's going to work out. So just one random day, I was looking at wrestling schools and found out Amazing Red and Brian Excel had a school. And I found out that it was in Ridgewood. And for some reason, I always thought that that Ridgewood was, like, real, real far away. And turns out it's only, like, an hour and 15 minutes from my house. So, you know, I started working, saved up money, and just one day I hit up Brian Excel on Facebook. I say, look, you know, I always want to do this. This is my dream. This is my passion. And, you know, he said, stop by the school, and, you know, the rest is history.
That's what's up. What's your thoughts on your trainers, Amazing Red and Brian Excel?
Well, you know, first off, you know, Amazing Red, he's, you know, I look at him, like, more than just a trainer, you know. He's like, honestly, like a father figure to me. Brian, I say Brian is like the uncle, like, you know, that uncle, you know, that cool uncle that you always, you know, talk to, whatever. But, you know, Red, he's a great trainer, you know. He always, you know, does more than just teach us. You know, he talks to us, like, outside of training. He, like, mentors us. Same thing as Brian. And, you know, I've ever since I joined back in 2013, I always, you know, enjoyed my time in House of Glory Wrestling. But, you know, father figure or not, April 24th, you know, I'm going to be in the same ring as Red. And, you know, I'm going to show him everything I've learned and even more.
Right, it's like a, it's like family. House of Glory. They want to treat each other like family, their own family.
Yeah, we have like the family vibe here at House of Glory. You know, everybody treats each other with respect. You know, everybody's cool with each other, and you know, it's a good it's a good feel at House of Glory.
Also, what are your memories of working in NY with hardcore legend Low Life Louis Ramos?
Low Life Louis, he was great. Working with it was actually my first time wrestling him. First time being in a ring with a guy like that. He's been in the business for a long time, and you know, we actually had a great match, and he told me a lot backstage after.
Yeah, I definitely seen that. That was actually a good match also.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, no doubt. And what are your thoughts of working with the Undead Warrior, Bones?
You know, Bones, he's, you know, outside of wrestling, he's, you know, he's one of my close friends. And the first match we had was actually last year for the House of Glory Uprising show. And that show, we try to tear each other apart. You know, we were both hungry. It was our debut for House of Glory, our first time, you know, getting noticed. And we was actually the opener for that show. And, you know, I can honestly say it's probably one of the best matches I've ever had, you know. But, you know, Bones, he's great to work with. We both like that same type of strong style, you know, like kicks, you know, kind of snug. Like snug in the ring. And yeah, Bones, he's great to work with. You know, I look forward to working with him again.
Yes, definitely. Y'all did good work. I definitely seen on definitely one of the videos also.
Yeah, you know, he's great, man. We've had two matches so far. He's got one win, I got one win, so whenever we have the third match, you know, it's just going to hit the fan. It's going to go down.
What are your memories of a while, WOW?
WOW?
Yeah.
Well, actually, I was actually a part of one of their tapings recently, and I got to wrestle a fellow House of Glory student, Smiley, and I actually had fun in that match, and you know, we had a pretty decent match, and I also had a match with one half of Herbal Affairs, Rembrandt Lewis, and you know, we did our thing. But as far as the show goes, I never was like actually on the show, but you know, definitely in the future, I'm looking forward to working for Warriors Wrestling. Excuse me if you hear like rumbling in the back, you know, some people's training.
Also, what are your memories of APW?
Excellence Pro Wrestling, out in PA, it's a up and coming company. You know, it's a mixture of House of Glory guys and lots of Chikara guys, and that's actually a great place to work. You know, the fans are awesome. You know, I'm actually in a stable with Dan Champion and Grand Akuma. We're called Team Champion, and you know, we're trying to, you know, I'm trying to make a name for myself in that company too. Not only House of Glory Wrestling. They actually have a show coming up this Saturday. It's called Baba Kanoosh. And it's myself and Dan Champion taking on Steve the Turtle and Cheeseburger. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah, man. Excellent.
Go right ahead.
All right, you go ahead.
And you definitely also worked with a few of the Chikara guys like Amasis and August, and even team with Grand Akuma. How was that experience?
Teaming with Grand Akuma, you know, he's taught me a lot. My time at Excellence Pro Wrestling, a lot of people, guys like Orange Cassidy, Icarus, they always like critique and, you know, watch most of the House of Glory guys matches, and you know, they tell us what we need help with. But the last show, team with Grand Akuma was great. We had a match against Amasis and Argus, and you know, I actually liked it. It went well. Amasis, he gave me a few pointers after the match, so you know, I definitely look forward to working with Argus and Amasis in the future.
Yeah, he's definitely a good worker, and also he has tons of charisma.
Yeah. Hopefully, if I do wrestle Amasis, it'll be him and Ophidian.
Right, definitely. Ophidian Portal. Also, what are your memories of working as the collectors of an RPW?
The collectors. See, before this whole beef with Alex Mason, you know, started, we were actually friends at one point, and you know, Revival Pro Wrestling, Brian XL actually brought us in, myself, Alex Mason, and Good Hank Flanders, and our goal is basically, you know, just take over the company with Brian Pro Wrestling, and you know, I feel like we're on the right track with that. Alex Mason, he's nowhere to be found. So right now it's probably just myself and Good Hank Flanders and Ariel and Nix.
Definitely, Flanders, definitely another talent from House of Glory.
You know, he's awesome. He's had an epic feud with Nikki Heat, and, you know, they've been putting on great matches at House of Glory Wrestling.
And what are your thoughts of feuding with Alex Mason and working with him?
you know, working with Alex Mason, you know, we've had very brutal matches. I knew from my first match wrestling him, you know, it was gonna get ugly. And you know, the beef between me and Alex is not only, you know, just for professional wrestling. You know, it kind of carried on to real life. So, you know, ever since, you know, I took his girl Ariel and Nyx, you know, he's been hating on your boy. So, you know, I had to put him in his place. You know, the first match we had, he got the upper hand on me, but the second match, we actually tore it down and I got the W.
And definitely, you've been working hard at House of Glory on your promos and everything y'all have everything been, you know, planning out and being prepared. I just like how the school gets y'all prepared for upcoming shows and doing those things also.
Yeah, man. You know, everybody, you know, we work hard when it comes to everything, you know, up in our game, when it comes to in-ring, promos, everything. You know, Reg does a good job of helping us with that. But before showtime, like weeks before the show, you know, we're always hyped. We always get excited. And, you know, that pushes us to, you know, even work harder, like when it comes to promos in the ring. And, you know, once the show comes, you know, we just what we learn, what we got.
Right. And I definitely like the how House of Glory prepares the students that are definitely ready for when it's time for a show and stuff. Because it may be a few others, you know, in the U.S. and they maybe rush their students out with them being kind of drained and not really ready for the show. It comes off not put together. They a little off and stuff.
Yeah, you know, I also go, you know, we have a lot of upcoming students that you can check out in the future. And, you know, Red and Brian, you know, they'll let you know, like, are you ready? When it's your time to rise up? Like, recently, Josh Glide and E.A. James, you know, they just joined House of Glory. They're new, and I feel like they had an awesome match at the For All Mankind.
And what's your thoughts of Mikey B?
Oh, Mikey Kidd?
Yeah, Mikey Kidd. I mean,
oh yeah, Mike. That's my homie. You know, that's my right hand man in Cash Flow Incorporated. You know, we travel together. You know, we're close friends, and you know, he's like a brother to me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, hopefully, you know, when Mikey Kidd, you know, he gets up there, you know, maybe we could start teaming at House of Glory Wrestling. You know, we come from them tag team belts. You never know.
He definitely come out with the swag and when the intro comes out and stuff, yeah.
All the time, always.
Right. What's your thoughts of your manager, Larry Dallas?
Larry's he's been great. All the times he's managed me, he's been great. He's helped me a lot. He gave me a lot of tips, a lot of pointers backstage, and yeah, Larry, he's awesome. Hopefully, I can work with Larry in the future even more. But yeah, he's been great.
Yeah, he's definitely one of those veteran managers out there. Even in Dragon Gate or Evolve, also he's definitely there with his other faction.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. He's one of the top managers on the independent scene, and I see like a bright future for Larry.
Yeah, definitely. What's your thoughts of Ariella Nix?
Ariella Nix, you know, she's another one of the House of Glory upcoming women here. I know you interviewed Jay yesterday. Her and Jay are probably the top two females in House of Glory wrestling, and soon you're gonna see the Ariella Nix. You know, she's not just, you know, part of Cash Flow Incorporated. She's actually a hell of a wrestler, and you know, you're gonna see a lot of her hopefully this year.
Right. And I definitely had a chance to also interview her several months ago.
All right, right, right. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. that was on the time of her heel turn on Alex Mason.
Yeah.
Right. And that actually worked it out beautiful right there, that angle right there.
Yeah, man. You know, she's great.
And she definitely has the promo skills and everything, and she does everything timely.
Yeah, you know, Ariella, she works hard every time she comes here. You know, she's always improving, and you know, like I said before, you're definitely gonna see a lot more of her in 2015 and, you know, years to come.
Right. And it's just how amazing that the House of Glory School and promotion has grown. Some leaps and bounds, and including bringing in veterans and top indie guys to come to the shows, and like Shane Strickland, the AJ Styles, or even I think Anthony Neese.
You know, Brian, he does a good job of, you know, bringing these top independent guys in to, you know, come work with us and, you know, to be part of the show. Actually, for High Intensity 4, we have AJ Styles taking on PJ Black, formerly known as Justin Gabriel. And, you know, you know, definitely looking forward to that match. And, you know, it's not even just, like, you know, working with these guys or, like, you know, them being on a show. They, you know, actually, you know, give us pointers. They, you know, watch our match and, you know, tell us what we could improve on. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we're all, you know, gaining experience at the end of the night.
Right. And Justin Gable is one of those talents that that could work way further in WWE right there. He definitely had the talent. He has the blood in his in the business. His, you know, his dad is a wrestling promoter of South Africa, and he definitely been all over the world working.
Yeah, you know, yeah, definitely, you know, PJ Black, he's awesome. You know, I feel WWE, you know, could have definitely done more with him, and you know, he's a great worker. He's sick in the ring. He's, you know, he has a good work ethic.
Right, definitely. And even definitely Shane Strickland also from Lucha Underground, been going to the been working the shows also.
Yeah, Shane, he's doing his thing, man. He's been part of House of Glory Wrestling for, I believe, two shows.
And y'all definitely could be seeing more talent come in and definitely work. Y'all had Jay Lethal there I think even at seminars and also working also there.
Yeah, yeah, Jay, he's been here a couple of times, and you know he's told me a lot. He's taught everybody here at Outscore a lot, and you know, Jay, he's doing his thing in Ring of Honor right now. You know, definitely one of those guys on the independent scene that I love to share the ring with. But yeah, right now he's doing his thing, and I feel like you know he's one of the top wrestlers in the country today.
Right. Most definitely. And they, this company definitely has its work cut out for them. They even have their own, production, down to the lights and the you know, all the setup. It feels like an arena in there. And they be having packed shows. I was like so amazed how the setup was for the shows and upgraded.
Yeah, you know, we started from the bottom. You know, we was doing shows in a boxing gym, and you know, next thing you know, we're at a you know we actually have like our own you know production system. We have our own lights, our own like Titantron, and you know, like I said before, you know, Brian and Red, they definitely, you know, putting the work in. They, you know, it's all because of them, you know, because of Brian's hard work. And, yeah, you know, we just try to keep improving the brand, keep, you know, spreading it out.
Right.
Maybe one day we could, you know, something.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah.
Hey, man. Some rumbling noise, you know, some people training right now, but yeah, okay. But...
Definitely. The show was drawn from leaps and bounds, and definitely want to send a shout out to Brian XL for a speedy recovery. The comeback 100% definitely the work and definitely also go back out there to you know to train the current students and new students of House of Glory.
Yeah, you know definitely you know wish Brian a speedy recovery and you know he's been great but. You know, it's unfortunate he has to, you know, give up his world title, but you know, I feel like it's my time to win that world title, and I'm gonna prove myself come April 24th, and hopefully if Brian he wants that world title back, you know, maybe we can share the ring together. We have a 1-on-1 match.
That'll be definitely right there, student versus teacher.
Yep, exactly.
Do you watch the current product of WWE Ring of Honor, Lucha Underground, or Impact Wrestling?
I try to follow the WWE product as much as I can. Most of the time, I'm always busy. I try to catch, you know, mainly NXT, you know, the guys at NXT, they're, you know, they're putting in the work down there. Triple H is doing a good job with them. TNA, I can't, you know, I don't have Destination America, so I can't, you know, watch that. And Lucha Underground is, you know, they're making waves in the pro wrestling scene too. So every company's, I feel right now is, doing their thing, you know, they're stepping it up and, you know, the business is changing.
Right, definitely. And even with really hoping that Jessica finally secure a TV deal with Global Force Wrestling, that can be the fifth company with TV, the fifth major company.
Yeah, it definitely, you know, once Global Force Wrestling starts, you know, it's, you know, I feel like that does good for everybody on the independent scene, everybody internationally, you know, that's another place to work and another place to showcase your skills and, you know, wrestle different opponents. So, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to Jared launching his promotion.
Yeah, definitely. And I also see definitely Lucha Underground been getting more, trying to draw more viewers, and the show's getting better each time around. Even they trying to make sure they trying to secure a deal with Luna Vision right there. They can get way more viewers right there, closer to the USA Network.
Yeah, man. Anything to get more people talking and get more people watching is, I feel, is a good thing. So, you know, definitely that's great.
Right. And the good thing about Lucha Underground that they don't insult no one's intelligence, and they it's no type of stereotype gimmicks like the WWE. They let people be themselves. When they go there, all the you know, blacks and Latinos get to be themselves and stuff.
Yeah, you know, Lucha Underground is, you know, it's one of those promotions. It's like, it's something refreshing. It's something new, and you know, it's, you know, everything from like the camera work to the promos to, you know, the in ring is, you know, it's incredible. And they have a good cast of wrestlers and female wrestlers down there, so you know they're definitely, you know, getting up there and getting their name more noticed.
Yes, definitely. Even with Ring of Honor, y'all definitely have the Ring of Honor talent also stop by at House of Glory also to do the shows also.
Yeah, we actually had a House of Glory versus Ring of Honor show way back, and you know it was an incredible turnout. You know, a lot of the House of Glory students got to wrestle with some of the ROH students. And you know, definitely, if we could get the Ring of Honor guys back, you know, that would be great.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely. And I even noticed that time when TNA was in Manhattan, they had House of Glory students doing security also for their storyline angles on their television.
Yeah, any way we could, we could help, the brand, you know, Ring of Honor, and, you know, have that mutual friendship, you know, that mutual partnership, you know, we try to, you know, help each other out, and, you know, definitely if we could do business, you know, more business with Ring of Honor, you know, that would be great.
Right. Yeah, that's Brian Axel and Amazing Red's Stomping Ground. From the early parts of Ring of Honor right there.
I'm sorry?
That's Amazing Red and Brian Axel. That's their they the Ring of Honor originals right there.
Yeah, man. You know, from like the first show, you know, Red was on there, and you know, he laid the foundation for, you know, most of the stuff you see today, you know, most of the high flying and, you know, and the high risk maneuvers you see today.
And they was definitely the and they actually was in his business as kids, now running a wrestling school.
Yeah, man, that's, you know, that's like a dream come true, definitely for Red. And
right.
Yeah, you know, maybe one day I could follow that same you know, tradition, you know, open my own school. It's actually, you know,
right.
A dream of mine.
Right. It's definitely, yeah, it's definitely like so many generations of wrestling school mentors passing it down to the students, and the students passing it down, you know, to the next generation, all over the place.
Yeah, you know, we're like the next generation, you know, to take the business to the next level. And, you know, Red and Brian are doing a good job of, you know, molding the future. I'd say the future is looking bright.
Right. And what's your thoughts on the NXT product?
You know, NXT is it's actually, you know, one of those places I look forward to wrestling. And I honestly don't look at it as, you know, like most people look at it as like a, well, you know, the B player like promotion to WWE. You know, NXT is actually, you know, good, and the talent down there is like incredible. You got guys like Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens and, you know, Tyler Breeze, Neville, you know, Finn Balor, you know, all these great talents, great workers that, you know, most of them started from the Indies or started, you know, in another country, and, you know, combined, and they're, you know, they're putting on great shows and great matches. Sometimes even better than, you know, the match you see on Raw and SmackDown. So, you know, definitely, you know, Triple H knows what he's doing, and he's doing a great job. And, you know, by the time all those guys get, you know, called up to the main roster, you know, WWE, the product is going to be, you know, incredible.
Right, definitely, yeah. And I just hope Vince McMahon gives them the green light when they come out to let don't water them down. Let them be themselves from NXT.
Yeah, you know, Adrian Neville, he just got called up to the main roster, and, you know, already he faced Seth Rollins. So, you know, hopefully they, you know, they do the right thing with Neville. He's one of the top they got there, and, you know, the stuff he does is, you know, tremendous.
Right. Definitely one of the a good worker that came that been around the world, even that those Dragon Gates in the past.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah, actually, attended one of those Dragon Gate shows at BB King. I got the chance to watch Adrian Neville to perform way before I even started wrestling, and, you know, it was incredible.
Right, definitely, and they were saying that he's like a X Division. Cruiserweight wrestler, the way he been, you know, doing it in his work, taking a lot of risks, and he's on point with everything. He doesn't miss a step.
Yeah, definitely. If Neville was, you know, if he was in TNA, he would definitely fit in with all those X Division guys, and, you know, his worth ethic is sick. You know, he's got the look. He's got the, you know, he's got the drive. He has the, you know, the aerial moves and everything. You know, I feel like he's the complete package.
Right. And that's why I'm really hoping for WWE to have like a junior heavyweight division also.
Yeah, that would be dope. You know, it's a lot of, you know, smaller guys in WWE that's, you know, stepping up and, you know, getting the ball to run with. So Definitely a junior heavyweight would be a good idea for WWE. I don't know if that's going to happen anytime soon, but, definitely, if Vince, is okay, then, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Right. And even with Kalisco that's brought up, Samurai Del Soil also.
Yeah, Kalisto, he's doing his thing with Sin Cara, and he's another one of those guys that came from the Indies, and he's putting on tremendous, amazing matches in the WWE. Definitely, I feel like Triple H he's doing the right thing, bringing all these guys from the Indies. The proof is in the pudding. You look at guys like Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose, Luke Harper. They all had long years on the independents, and they're the guys that's, putting on, the best matches on Raw, on SmackDown. And, hopefully that trend follows. And, on the independents, that's where you get, the most experience at. So by the time you go to WWE, you've worked basically everywhere. And you could, mold your craft into one and, show, what you got.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely definitely a notice with a lot of work rate in WWE for NXT and even when it comes to WWE pay per views like Paybacks or Money in the Banks or even the WrestleMania they that's when they put on a work effort right there.
Yeah, man, definitely, those guys, by the time they get called up to WWE and, they get the chance to, work their pay-per-views, I feel like they're mentally, ready for that. They've wrestled, all over the world and, they travel, different countries, all the states and, it's basically just putting everything they learn, putting all the skills they learn from, probably, Japan, Mexico, or this state, that company, just putting it to one, and, you get magic from it.
Right. Yeah, and Kalisco, I think Vince, seeing him as the next Rey Mysterio for the company.
Yeah, man. He could be he's a great athlete and he's one of the top high flyers in the world. I don't see why not.
Right, and he's been knowing Lucha ever since a kid. He's been all over, even Mexico.
Yeah, man, Kalisto's awesome. Definitely another one of those guys that, I'd, love to, share the ring with and, get to work with.
Right. And definitely I still remember Amazing Red. I was saying that he had his own, besides this, the 619, he had the 718.
Yeah, one of Red's dream matches is, to face Rey Mysterio. I feel like, if that match, ever happens, it's, it'll be incredible.
Right. I think that would be right there in the making right there. A must see right there.
Yeah, definitely a must. I'd pay my go see that. That's personally a dream match with me, for mine.
Right. Even with Amazing Red, definitely. You never know. It might things can happen. It might be at a House of Glory in the near future, right there.
Yeah, man, never say never.
Right. I think that would be a that would sell out in a minute right there.
Yeah, definitely. And you know the way you know House of Glory, the brand, you know, is going, you know, that match is, you know, definitely, you know, most likely happen sometime in the future. If we keep, you know, doing what we're doing and keep, you know, getting people to watch and, you know, get noticed, definitely, you know, that match will happen and, you know, it's going to be fireworks.
I'm definitely. Do you have anything to plug for any upcoming shows or anything else?
You said any plugs?
Yeah, for upcoming shows.
Well, yeah, like I said before, this Saturday, be at Excellence Pro Wrestling for the Baba Kanoush event in Sellersville, Pennsylvania. It's myself and Dan Champion taking on Cheeseburger and Steve Turtle. So, you know, if you're in the Pennsylvania area, definitely come check that out. And April 24th, it's the student showcase where it'll be myself, Amazing Red, Smiley, and JT Dunn fighting it out for the House of Glory world title. And then May 29th is the High Intensity Four. You know, House of Glory's WrestleMania, basically. And, you know, that should be awesome. I don't know where I'm doing that show yet, but, you know, definitely come check those shows out.
Yeah, definitely. That's I know they're going to be good shows.
And I'm going to, you know, try to work my hardest and, you know, try to put on the best shows possible. Definitely expect a lot of that ghetto strong style and a lot of rain, a lot of dollars falling from the sky.
Right. Make it rain.
You already know, man.
Right. And it's an honor for you to come up on here on Wrestling X Factor. You can come back any time to the show, even to put over some more House of Glory also.
No, man, it's a pleasure being on the show. And, you know, if any of you guys want to follow me, you know, any upcoming shows or anything I'm doing, get me on the Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. My Instagram is broway.san. Then Twitter, broway_HOG.
All right. And that's what's up.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you have a definitely good night, Ken.
Yeah, thanks for having me. If it don't make
all
dollars,
right.
Don't make sense.
It don't make sense.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Cash Flow, Ken Broadway. If you want to look for this archive of the show, go to Blog Talk Radio under Wrestling X Factor Radio Show or our fan page at Wrestling X Factor Radio or group page at Wrestling X Factor Radio. Also, we can find shows there also. This is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what happened when good music and MMG get together, right? We get that money.
Millions, millions in the ceiling. 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 Shepherds, shepherds in the closet. 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 Millions, millions in the ceiling. 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 in the ceiling. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. This that shit that y'all wanted. This shit cook up hard, don't it? Y'all gotta beg my pardon on it. But this shit sound like God, don't it? Yeah. I'm tired, nigga. And y'all got to pay y'all tithes, nigga. Call my phantom the Holy Ghost. Church on chrome with ties, nigga. Pop tags when I'm paranoid, cause a pawn shop was my paradise. I was dead pop when the powder came for that, and I saved in that shoebox. Blue top, blue top. Bad bitch in that blue box. This big face in Blu-ray and these black diamonds like boondocks. I restored a feeling of when niggas made a killing. Hiding choppers in the closet, half a million in the ceiling. And them hoes with angel faces crying loud with ill intentions. Just so I can buy them Christians, have them shit on all they bitches. Millions, millions in the ceiling. 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 Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Millions, millions in the ceiling. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet.
I'm haunted by horror stories. Wanna be homeowners. Horrible outcome. A dope boy got one motive. Cries when he convicted. Pride on every visit. I'm crying saying his name. Ride for all my niggas. Used to fiddle my finger till I found me a fortune. Finger fuck a Ferrari down for friends early morning. Did drugs with Donatella. Sashi my acapella. Never see me in Neiman's. Niggas committing treason. Soft local preferred. Frost organic herb. Stay away from the fools if I only could tell you more. I got this, I got that. I got that, I got this. Got a kilo for 20, my choppers say I'm the shit.
Millions, millions in the ceiling. 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 Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Millions, millions in the ceiling. Millions, millions in the ceiling. Millions, millions in the ceiling. Millions, millions. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. This that shit y'all ask for. Make a nigga mash on the gas flow. Two door, four door. Roll through the hood like cash for. Fast forward. Oops. They say they wanna see proof. My record sales ain't much of theirs, and we still ride the same coupes. How we still fuck the same hoes? Why we still buy the same clothes? How we both got the same watch? I'm just keeping y'all on your toes. Dope boys, gold mine, that price dropping, that coke rise, and set it over that blue flame, then hang dry like clothesline. I restore the feeling of when niggas made a killing, hiding choppers in the closet, half a million in the ceiling, got the razor on the counter, arm and hammer in the kitchen, just to keep my feet in Christians and keep fucking all y'all bitches.
Millions, millions in the ceiling, millions, millions in the ceiling, millions, millions in the ceiling, millions, millions in the ceiling. Millions, millions.
Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet.
Millions, millions in the ceiling. Millions, millions in the ceiling. Millions, millions in the ceiling. Millions, millions in the ceiling.
Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. It's that shit that y'all want. This shit sound like God, don't it? This that shit that y'all want it. This shit sound like God, don't it? This that shit that y'all want it. This shit sound like God, don't it? This that shit that y'all want it. This shit sound like God, don't it?